Your next step is to know how you should use this course, you in particular, and how should you not use it? We want to make sure nothing on your end is going to keep those flower seeds from taking root and bringing about that goal that you decided on, that transformation that you want. There are 5 ways to sort of clear the weeds and the gravel and make sure that the soil is ready. First, make peace with being entirely one-sided. This course is all about him, but it's all for you. The course name, Understanding Him, says it all. We are not going to be spending time discussing what our man needs to know about us. After all, there's a book for our man too, if we want that. And we're not going to be spending time discussing what he should do, or how can you get your man to understand what you need. Is what you need important? Of course it is. Do you have the right to expect certain things of a man in a healthy relationship? Absolutely. There are 2 sides to every relationship, and there is a place for talking about those things. But that is not the point of this course. Relationships are 2-sided. Actions are 1-sided. You have heard this many times, but it really is true. You cannot work on him. You can only work on yourself. You cannot change him. You can only change yourself. Even though the hope absolutely is to improve that relationship in the process, and even though there will be many opportunities to discuss these things with your man if you want to, it is crucial to have the mindset that we will be only working on ourselves, not on him. If you're wrestling with this or any of this as you get started, I would urge you to stop and pray. I know everyone is in different places, but if you're open to it, ask God to help you approach it with this mindset. And that mindset is actually freeing, right? It allows us to learn what we can learn and not feel responsible for his actions. The beauty is that although this doesn't happen all of the time, most of the time, our focus on learning about him but working on us delivers amazing benefits in the relationship. Second, as you use this course, remember that although the research was rigorous and we got great data, we are making generalizations about men, and there are always exceptions. After all, if 75% of men said one way, 25% didn't, right? Everyone is an individual. The key is to understand the man in your life. Use this information that I'm going to be sharing as a starting point. Is this particular thing true of him or not true of him? Use this to begin conversations if your relationship is in the place that you can do that. One of the most common things we've heard over the years about the book for women only is that a wife will be in bed reading about one of these truths and will turn to her husband and go, "Is this true?" And he'll say, "Well, yeah, that's kind of true." "Really? Why didn't you say anything?" And it starts this great conversation about what applies to him and then what doesn't apply. Similarly, some of you will find that some things that are common about how men think are how you think too. After all, we women have that 75-25 thing happening too, right? So for 1 in 4 of you, there will be a topic ahead somewhere where you totally understand what we're saying about men, because that particular point is true of you as well. We all have some commonalities with our fellow men or our fellow women, but we are all individuals as well. This should give you a starting point, which leads to our 3rd point about how to use this course. Third, adapt the knowledge and process in this course in the way that works best for you. This is important. Everyone is in different places, right? In their own situation and in their relationship. All these things we're going to share are true about men in general and apply in general, but you and your man are not in general. You have your own unique personalities, your own feelings, your own individual situation. So be wise and prayerful as you apply the knowledge in your situation, in your relationship. For example, if you discover that on, this particular topic, your man is in the 25%, not the 75%. Don't try to somehow make him fit into what we're saying on that subject. When we talk about understanding him, we ultimately mean you understanding your individual man and learning what doesn't apply can be just as helpful as finding out what does. So there may be exercises and gap times that you adapt for you. Also, since we are dealing with the majority of cases, we're not going to be able to cover what you might call the edge cases or the more serious, specialized, big problems like a man who has a significant addiction, or if your relationship is being marked by emotional or physical affairs or abuse. You may be going through some really hard things, and the way that your man thinks might actually be totally the same, but the application of it would be totally different. It can actually be really damaging to take general truths that apply in most situations and apply them in the same way in an abusive relationship. So if that's you, please seek out specialized help, especially from an experienced counselor, before you apply any of what you'll be learning in this course. A completely different way to adapt this for you is to realize that there is a faith perspective here that may or may not apply to you right now. As I said earlier, our research is nationally representative, not just for things like age and racial background, but across all religious groups and non-religious groups as well. This is a course for everyone, regardless of your faith beliefs. But many of our resources are also used in churches. For example, there are thousands of churches where a pastor will require our books for a couple who wants to get married in that church and is going through premarital counseling. And I personally come at life from a Christian perspective. So we will be adding some references to that in this course along the way for those of you who are people of faith. I have to say that although this isn't a Bible study or a faith-based course, it is consistent with what we see in the Bible about some of the differences between men and women and how we appear to be created. On a personal note, I will say, as a social scientist who is also a follower of Jesus, I have been fascinated to see how so much of our research about relationships and mental health and what neuroscientists have found backs up the things the Bible has said all along. The bottom line of this third point is, as you go through this course, make it your own. Fourth, consider keeping a journal of what you're learning. Hopefully, you'll use a notebook or another electronic method to take more extensive notes on what you're learning from the videos. But you may also want to keep an ongoing record of what you learn as you actually apply these things. Keep a record of what you did and what happens as a result. I'll give you an example that has nothing to do with the topic of this course. My husband, Jeff, a number of months ago, he was having difficulty sleeping. It was driving him crazy. He was tired all the time, and he couldn't figure out what to do, so he decided to experiment with different specific things and record what happened. So I read in bed using an electronic device, and I got this much sleep. I tried a paper book, and I got this much sleep. Or I ate sugar at night, or I didn't eat sugar at night, and I got this much sleep. One by one, he wrote down what he tried and the results he got, and he had a lot of learning from that. It's like, this is what matters, and this doesn't. In some ways, we can do the same thing in this course. I said something to him in this way, and here was his response. I said something in that way, and here was his response. What can I learn from that? I'll give you a real life example. My team and I are working with a woman business owner on a new type of project for our organization. We don't know each other very well yet, but I know she's really busy. She and her husband have a one-year-old baby, and they're both juggling working from home, which can get difficult, like who's with the baby when someone has to be on a big Zoom meeting? I know some of you know the feeling. And I'm sure it can get challenging for their relationship too. So we're working with her on this completely different project, and she was intrigued when she heard about us creating some of this content to help women understand men. So she read some of For Women Only, and she listened to some of the early content for these videos, and she said, I should try this myself with my husband. During our next Zoom meeting, she said, I tried applying these things that I learned, and she named what they were. And she said, my husband seemed so much softer. And then yesterday, he's upstairs on a Zoom meeting, and I'm downstairs managing a crying baby and trying to get food ready. And suddenly, he appears beside me and says, let me change her diaper. And I'm like, aren't you in a meeting right now? And he said, yeah, but it's okay. I can take a minute to help. And he changed her diaper and went back up to his meeting. She told me, wow, this really works. I told her, you need to write that down. It will help you remember what you did that had such an impact on him, because otherwise you're going to forget it. We forget these things. That applies to you too. Keep that record and you can look back for tips and encouragement about how far you've come. Fifth and finally, be willing to reconsider your assumptions about men and about yourself. That is what we're going to be tackling in the next segment.